Welcome to Adventures in Consciousness, the interactive show that offers expansive conversation with pioneering new thought teachers and personal real-time guided journeys into the imaginal realm to access your soul's wisdom and discover how to live your greater story. Here is your host, human potentialist, soul mentor, and consciousness guide, Jennifer Ivanko.
Welcome, everyone, to another Adventures in Consciousness, The Conversation. Today, I'm coming. I've been on a journey, actually. I've been traveling through Italy. Right now, I'm in northern Piedmont area in a magical place called Domenher. Some of you may be familiar with Domenher. It's a spiritual eco-community, and it's where they do a lot of research, among other things, on time and esoteric studies. It's actually a magical place to visit, and I would encourage you to look it up and check it out. I hope to have some more shows eventually in the future here that I can explore some of the art, the creativity, the temples they've created, and some of the other magic here. After Domenher, I'm headed south, and eventually we'll be in Egypt. We're going to be taking a cruise down the Nile and visiting some magical places in Egypt. So I hope to be sharing that with you in a future episode. But today we're going to be playing with time. And again, this is the perfect place to bring it to you because of all the research they do on time here and time travel and what is time. Today, I want to do a number of dynamics with you. We're going to explore moving out of clock time and into chronos time, into kairos time, into subjective time, and why we do this. Why is it beneficial to play with that subjective time? So I have a lot to share with you, so we're going to get to it. This first dynamic that we're going to be doing has three parts. We're going to open our senses, our inner senses. This allows us to take in more and to work with time a little bit more. So it's an important exercise, opening your inner senses. Then we're going to take a journey through time. And then we're going to play with memory and how important memory is and exercising memory to raise our frequencies. So just a little bit of a hint about what we'll be doing next. So let's go ahead to our first experience. Enjoy.
What is time? The idea of time is so present in our lives that the meaning seems so obvious. Rarely do we really stop and think to understand this concept of time. For the most part, when you consider it, time is that clock time. Those hours and days and weeks, the months, the years, chronos time. All these man-made constructs to understand events and control and manage our lives. Before clock time, they were the natural rhythms of life. These circadian rhythms of waking and sleeping. The natural cycles of the tides or the movements of the stars. There's another type of time. Subjective time, emotional time, or psychological time. In subjective time, our feelings, our emotions, directly influence our perception of time, stretching it or compressing it. You perceive it when events seem to last at a different amount of time than chronological time. The ancient Greeks called it kairos, a moment in time. It's pretty easy to think of examples of kairos or subjective time. Time flying when you're having fun, time crawling when you're bored, and time standing still in moments of shock or wonderment. Sometimes being out of time or wasting time, overscheduled time, falling in love time, anxious time, meditation time, and even timeless time. There are a number of scientific studies looking at the brain and subjective time. There's even studies on mental time travel. Mental time travel refers to those moments when you are thinking about the past or the future, and you see yourself in the past or the future. So today I'd like to play with time, to imagine what it would be like to have all the time in the world, and to learn how to use time in many different ways. Before we begin, I'd like to spend a few moments opening and exercising our inner senses. The stronger we are with inner senses, the easier it is to play with time. Using inner senses or inner imagination, we can experience in minutes what might normally take an hour or a day or even longer. Inner sensing or inner imagery is not just visual. It can be kinesthetic, and that's when you have that muscle memory, that ability to sense your body moving. Or it can be auditory, hearing images, or even tasted and smelled. Images can be a combination of different sensations and psychological states. I invite you to close your eyes and imagine in your hands right now that you're holding an orange. I'd like you to look, to imagine that you can see this orange. The shape. The color. Imagine that you can turn it over in your hands and look at it from all different sides. Now I invite you to imagine the touch, the feel of the orange. The softness of the skin. The temperature. The roundness. Just imagine exploring this orange with your hands. Now imagine that you move that orange back and forth between your hands, starting with your right hand holding the orange. Imagine your fingers wrapped around the orange. And then moving your arm and your hand over. Don't physically do this, just imagine. And dropping the orange into your left hand. Sensing the weight of the orange as it's received into your left hand. Imagine passing it back and forth between your two hands. Imagine all the muscle movements as if you're really doing it, but you're just imagining. And as you imagine the sensations of grasping the orange and letting it go, listen and imagine to the sound. The plop as it drops into one of your hands. Now, as vividly as you can, imagine using your fingernails and peeling back the skin on the orange. And listening to that sound of the tear, of the peel of the orange. And of course, as you peel the orange, imagine the smell, the scent that comes. That sweet smell. And as your mouth begins to water, imagine the taste. The flavor of that orange and the juice. Very nice. You can open your eyes now. So this is using your inner senses. It's thinking in images or imagery. Again, these images or imagery are not just visual, but they're kinesthetic, that muscle memory. They're auditory, hearing the images. They're even tasting and smelling images. And when we think in these images, whether it's kinesthetic body or visual or auditory, our brain is experiencing it as if it's real. We need less time to relive an event, to rehearse a skill, or to reach a conclusion. We don't have to use that linear time, that clock time, which is rigid and controlled. We can use the imagery of our mind and subjective time and experience that mental time travel. When we think in images, we're using the right hemisphere of our brain. And when we do this, we experience that time shortcut. So I'd like to do another quick exercise. I want you to choose something that you'd like to explore. For example, you can imagine going on a trip to a new and exciting place. Or maybe revisiting a place you've been before. Or even just taking a trip around the world to some of the most amazing sights. Take a moment now and decide where you want to travel. Now, what I'm going to do is give you 1 minute of clock time. And this 1 minute is equal to all the time you need to subjectively experience your amazing journey. So during this 1 minute, you're going to close your eyes and you'll experience as many scenes and events related to your trip. So close your eyes and I'll watch the time as you begin your journey now. Time is up. And I'd like you to consider for a moment subjectively, how much time did it seem? You may have felt
to use their imagination and move through a skill,
as you explored the world,
such as
or the place that you went. Some of you will say this time was timeless. Or even if your experience felt like a minute, how many different images, sounds, sights, tastes, touches did you experience in that 1 minute? Using this subjective time can be a very powerful practice to rehearse different skills. Tennis, or playing the piano, whatever it is. Individuals who practice this way, this subjective way, and then they go out and actually do the skill, they'll notice a significant improvement. So using subjective time is a way to harness all the time you need to rehearse and improve skills rapidly. So here's another way to play with time, another time game. Let's take 1 more minute of clock time, and I'm going to ask you to remember a moment in your life full of joy. Using all of your senses, all of your imagination, let's live in that place of joy, of remembered joy, for 1 minute of clock time. So close your eyes, bring to mind that moment of joy, and for 1 moment, equal to all the time you need, let's enjoy the joy. Okay, time is up. How do you feel now? This is a powerful exercise to shift your mood, to shift your energy. Rehearsing joy can shift our experience of reality. By really reliving a memory, by rehearsing joy or gratitude in this subjective time space, you are raising your frequency and you're moving and using parts of your brain that are higher functioning. What is time?
So welcome back. My work is about human potential and about tools and things we can do to increase our capacities, to step into our higher destinies, to really change our potentials and access wisdom inside and these greater capacities and abilities. So some of the things that I'm giving you tastes of here are wonderful little nuggets of exercises, dynamics that you can actually take and expand. For example, inner senses, when you explore your inner senses like we did with the orange, to really take time to spend a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes exploring it with your vision, inner vision, and then your touch, kinesthetic touch, and smell and taste, and all your inner senses and imagination. It's great exercise. And you can even do it by going to the grocery store and to the fruits and vegetables and feeling some of the vegetables and like exercising your outside senses and then exploring it, your memory and your inner senses with those same vegetables or fruits or boxes or whatever. The other exercises I had you do, the dynamics, we did exploring a journey, taking a journey with imagery. Again, imagery was your sound, sight, touch, taste, all of those, and how you can take a journey in a very short period of time that can seem like quite a bit of accomplishments, quite a bit of places you went and experiences you had. And exercising this will bring up some surprising information and wisdom from inside. And the final thing we did was practicing joy or gratitude or love by going into a memory and reliving it as vividly as you can, that memory. I have to keep moving here because I have a couple more things I'd like to share with you. So we're going to move right on to the next experience. This is an experience where you have a wisdom inside of you, access to this genius that's inside of you from these different personalities that go beyond what you think you know. Just imagine that you have access to the master for a skill that you might want to learn. So we're going to play with that a little bit. Let's go ahead and try playing with the masters.
In an episode a few months ago, we talked about our inner personalities, our inner crew. The fact is that we each have many different selves within us, and these selves have different capacities, different ways of doing things, and different skills. Just imagine all the different inner personalities you have. For example, we all have that inner child, and maybe there's an inventor, a dancer, a traveler, a comedian, and so many others only you know. So just imagine the mastery, the skills that some of these hold, like swimming or playing tennis or cooking or solving a challenge at work. All these skills and the mastery of some of these skills are held by some of these inner personalities. I'd like you to imagine one of the skills that you'd like to work on. And let's ask the master, the inner experts. So let's begin. And for a little while now, with your eyes closed, let's bring your awareness to your breath. As you breathe in and out, not changing your breath, just be aware of how you breathe. Breathing in and out. Now deepening that breath just a little. Noticing your chest rise and fall with each breath. And now let's deepen into those long, slow belly breaths, in through the nose. Hold out through the mouth. Hold and continue like this. As you breathe in, imagine breathing in a light blue color, a sky blue energy. And as you breathe out tension and stress, as if you're breathing out the color gray. Filling your body with this prana energy. This deep breathing that brings you vital energy and prepares you to receive. To receive deep transmissions and activations. Each breath in is a gentle wave of sky blue energy. Each breath out, going a little deeper, a little more into the peace and stillness. Relaxing even more. As the more you relax, the more energy that you bring into your body. Listening to my voice as you consciously breathe. Breathing in through your nose, filling your lungs fully. Pausing briefly. Breathing out through your mouth completely. Getting the most benefit from this prana breathing. And finding with each breath, you are relaxing even more. Knowing that the more you relax, the more energy you receive. Very nice. Now, taking a deep breath in and release, allowing yourself to slip into a gentle resting rhythm with your breath.
Take a moment now, and I'd like you to imagine one of the skills that you'd like to work on. And to imagine this expert, this master of the skill, comes forward and is in front of you. And is going to lead you now to a place nearby, to a place where you can work on that skill. And all the materials are there. If you need paint or a piano, tennis racket, computer, whatever you need. And the very space around you seems filled with the essence of your school. And at this level of your psyche, an enormous amount of information is available. Information that is not normally processed by your conscious mind. Your inner master has access to all the information you need for this skill. All the knowledge. So for the next 1 minute of clock time, equal to all the time you need, you are going to work with your master to learn or improve a skill, knowing that this master may communicate with words or with symbols, may even just transfer the information by osmosis. It may feel like a muscular sensation, or even a sudden intuitive knowing. Whatever it is, begin your lesson now. I'll watch the time. Now coming back to my voice and back to your breath, breathing in and following your breath back into this time and this moment and back into your body, imagining now a warm red color over your head that begins to flow down over your body, all the way to the ground. And as you breathe, breathing into your body, begin to move your fingers and your toes. Begin to stretch just a little. And when you're ready, slowly open your eyes and come back. If you'd like now, you can actually go through the motions that are related to that skill that you've just rehearsed. I'd like you to imagine and feel that skill in your body. For example, if it's playing a piano, actually move your hands and your fingers like you're playing the piano. Or if it was practicing your tennis swing, stand up now and actually move your body as if you're hitting a tennis ball. If it was practicing a conversation or something for work, go through the steps physically for just a moment now. Move your body.
Welcome back. So again, these are just little tastes of these exercises or dynamics. And I encourage you to play a little bit more with this, the playing with your imagination. I suggested piano or skills, the practical skills, but you can actually go even further. I've had people actually work on or connect with writing their book or the story that's already inside of them and be able to practice it with their master and then come out and write and spend more time writing. Moving the body is also very important because we hold a lot of information inside our body. And so when you practice the skill afterwards, getting up and moving around, it's very helpful. So we have to go to break. And when we come back, I have one more thing I'd like to share with you.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
There is no greater mystery in life than you. So why not take a fully experiential plunge into the depths of your being to uncover and retrieve all the secrets and wisdom your soul is crying out for you to know? If you enjoy Adventures in Consciousness, The Conversation, you'll love Adventures in Consciousness, The Course. Join Jennifer in this unique 13-week series of journeys specifically designed to unlock the mysteries of yourself. Each week, you'll journey progressively deeper into the meta realm, where freed from the limitations of your mind, you'll get to play and explore the inner and outer reaches of your awareness. The next series of Adventures in Consciousness, The Course, is starting soon. Find out more and stake your place at jenniferivanko.com.
There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do. She gave them some broth without any bread and kissed them all soundly and put them to bed. Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org.
Welcome back. And I've got one more experience I'd like to share with you. And this one I think is kind of a fun one, so you should enjoy it. If you like these different journeys that we're doing, different dynamics, I encourage you to visit my website at www.jenniferivanko.com. Very soon I'll be sharing a lot of these meditations, these journeys, in a little bit longer format, so you'll be able to enjoy a longer journey or more, a little more information. But for now, one more journey, and this is playing with a yardstick and time.
So now I'd like to give you one more experience of time, another exercise. And I think you'll find this one very interesting, as it's going to give you a direct experience of how time changes, our perception of time changes how we feel. So we're going to use the thought or the idea of a yardstick. You know, your yardstick is 36 inches. So I'd like you to close your eyes and imagine a yardstick right there in front of you. A yardstick, which is 36 inches, and it's right there in front of you as it's part of you. And I want you to imagine that first 12 inches of this yardstick represents time past. The center 12 inches represents time present. And the last 12 inches represents time future. So that's 12 inches of time past, 12 inches of time present, and 12 inches of time future. Okay? Now we're going to actually sense this equal balance in the yardstick. That time past and time present and time future are all equal. Gain a sense of time that is balanced and that you are right in the middle of. Now we're going to stretch out the time for future. So I'd like you to imagine that time future stretches out to 20 inches on this yardstick. 20 inches of time future, leaving only 8 inches for time present and 8 inches for time past on this yardstick of time. You are living now with a great expanded sense of future. 20 inches of future time. Really get a sense of this future out in front of you, a vast future. And when you have it, open your eyes and look around and see what you notice. What is happening to the space around you? What is your mood or your sense of reality? You may even reflect for a moment on your challenges and problems, or maybe notice that there aren't any. For many, the expanded future will give you a sense of peace. It can also give you a greater depth and expanded sense of perception, more space to look at challenges and resolve issues in your life. Okay, so now close your eyes and we're going to restore that yardstick of time. so that there are 12 inches of time future, 12 inches of time present, and 12 inches of time past. You are once again in that balance between time past, time present, and time future. And now, with your eyes closed, let's expand that time past. So imagining on your yardstick of time, that time past is now 20 inches. Time present is 8 inches, and time future is 8 inches. So you've expanded the past to be 20 inches, and only 8 inches for time present, and only 8 inches for time future. You've expanded time past and shrunk time present and time future. So you are living in a greatly expanded sense of time past. Now open your eyes, and living in this extended time past, look around and see if anything has changed. There are many cultures, like Asian cultures, who love pastime. And for many Westerners, there's a certain heaviness. However, when you expand the sense of time past, it gives you a capacity to be precise and to focus. There are many different qualities to living with an expanded sense of time past. For example, maybe more focus, precision, preciseness, but everybody's different. So now let's close our eyes and imagine that yardstick returning to balance. So you have the 36 inches, where the first 8 inches are time past, restored. The second 8 inches are time present. And the third 8 inches are time future. Once you rest for a moment in that time balance, 12 inches past, 12 inches present, and 12 inches future. And now we're going to really stretch and expand that time present. I'm going to expand it to 30 inches so that only 3 inches exist of time past and only 3 inches of time future. You are now in 30 inches of time present. 30 inches of present time, that radical now, that greatly expanded sense of present time. Really get a feel for being in the present, 30 inches, 3 inches of past, and 3 inches of future. When you're ready, open your eyes and look around. See what you notice and how you feel. Do you feel more alert, like you're right on top of things? Do you notice more energy? Expanding time present is a wonderful way to gain energy. So now you've experienced different perceptions of time and how they affect you. You can take these experiences and apply it to projects or things that you're working on. For example, if you need more energy, you might want to spend some time expanding that present time. Or maybe, like an artist, you want to expand that perception, that depth, and that space by expanding your future time.
Welcome back. So I hope you enjoyed this little play with time. I have to admit, sometimes when I have a deadline and you're trying to get something done, if you just expand that future time, it can open up. Your mind starts thinking more clearer, and you're able to be more creative and don't feel the pressure as much. It's a lot of fun, and just experiment, play with it, because again, everybody's different, but there is a slight difference of how we feel and then how we can perform when we have different sensations of time, different perspectives of time. So I hope you enjoyed, and please join me again next time. We are going to hopefully bring something live from either Italy, from Dom and Her, or in a couple of weeks we'll be in Egypt. So until then, have a wonderful evening and rest of your day. Namaste.